Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Malibu to Dublin, Nairobi to Berlin. We are the Tastemakers.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to our listeners around the globe. It's a beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning here in Shangri-La, as I like to call it. It's skies are clear. It's about 80 degrees right now.
Perfect.
Gorgeous day.
The last couple days were super, super hot. We were like
unbearable.
In a heat box, unbearable sauna. So it's a beautiful day, like Mark said, about 80 degrees. Glad to be back after we were gone last week because of our Emmy gifting suite. We'll tap into that a little later, but only after 1 week being gone. It seems like we've been gone a month, Mark.
We're packed. I mean, there's a ton of things that we got to go over, discuss, talk about.
So let's start off the day with talking about our sponsor, who's sponsoring the show today. That would be Blast Power Gum, and if you want to check them out, that's Blast, B-L-A-S-T, Power Gum. com.
It's a great way to get a blast of energy if you need it real quick, right? You throw it in the mouth, you chew it for about 5 minutes.
That's right.
And then you've got the blast of energy.
Welcome to Blast Power Gum, a delicious and convenient new way to energize your day without a day of wasted calories and hard crashes from other sugar-filled energy drinks. So get to Blast powergum.com for your boost juice today, Mark.
You know, after the night we had last night, I can go for a blast right now.
Was last night crazy or what?
Last night was
so
crazy.
We want to start off talking about last night, or do we want to do the celebrity birthdays first?
Let's do the celebrity birthdays. We got to stay on track.
That's how we start our show, and there's not a lot of them today. Believe it or not, we always have a ton of them, Mark. But today we're pretty light in the celebrity birthdays. So happy birthday to Joan Jett.
Let me see. She's 63.
Rocker Joan Jett, 57.
It's close.
57, yeah.
Close. Very close.
Years off, yeah.
Very close.
Martin Solveig.
Never heard of him.
DJ, Mark. He's one of these, like, $20 million a year DJs.
Oh, nice. How old is he, 20?
39.
He's an old guy.
Yeah, he must have started off late in the game, where it just took him a while to get to the millionaire status, which is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot who the number one DJ is.
I thought it was Steve Aoki, isn't he? Doesn't he make, like, 47
He's like, number two.
Oh, number two.
And
okay.
He makes, like, $35 million a year from DJing. But
we're in the wrong business.
We're
sort of in the business, I guess. Well, actually, we're not DJing. We're hosting.
We're in a roundabout way in the entertainment industry.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
Bonnie Hunt. Name sounds familiar. She used to be in some show.
One Day at a Time.
Yeah, that was it.
75.
54. So I guess it wasn't One Day at a Time. It's Bonnie Hunt and somebody else. That was, and anyhow, Andrea Bocelli.
Who was on the red carpet at the end?
And he was singing performing at the Governor's Ball.
Oh, is that right?
That's what he was doing there with David Foster.
Classy, real classy.
Anyhow, how old?
Andrea Bocelli, 52.
57.
Okay.
57 today. And celebrating 55 candles on his birthday cake today is Scott Baio.
Wow.
I'm going to share my Scott Baio story with you guys because I think he's a putz. What are your thoughts on Scott Baio, Mark?
I've got no thoughts about him. I mean, other than his show, other than Bugsy
Malone. Yeah.
And Happy Days.
Chachi.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about him.
He did that other show, Chachi.
Loves Joni, right?
And then the last 5 years or so, he's been on that show on the Family Channel where he's got kids.
Is it a reality show?
No.
Oh.
No, but anyhow, Scott Baio, about 25 years ago, I happened to be at, which was maybe it was 30 years ago. It was like, actually it was 84, 85. One of the hipper cool clubs in town was called Alzado's. Lyle Alzado was the
It was Alzado's, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
On Las Vegas.
The club was on La Cienega. Lyle Alzado was a Raider. Anyhow, it was a hot happening spot, and I met Mickey Rourke there the same night I met Scott Baio. Big difference between Scott Baio and Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke was a superstar back then. I don't think Scott Baio was, but meeting Mickey Rourke, he was like my buddy. Scott Baio wanted nothing to do with me at all, like if he was Brad Pitt or something, or Mickey Rourke. So that's my little Scott Baio story, and I've got nothing
You approached him?
I approached him like I did Mickey Rourke. In fact, I jumped over the red velvet rope to meet Mickey Rourke, and he says, get in here, let's shake hands.
Dang.
He was super cool, and Scott Baio wanted nothing to do with me.
How about that?
And that's my Scott Baio story, Mark.
Great. Well, happy birthday
to all those celebrities, and why don't you finish off where I interrupted about our evening last night, or why we need Blast Power Gum today.
Last night, we were lucky enough to be invited to the, Prince Mario Max Dilippi's parents, His Royal Highness Prince and Princess birthday party at the estate of Sue Wong.
Well, who's, you know, the Cedars.
Fashion designer Sue Wong at her estate in the Los Feliz Hills, the Cedars, which is her house, which was once owned by Howard Hughes, amongst other Hollywood celebrities. Now, this party, now it started at 7, so we figured we're going to
get there right on time.
Yeah. So we're going to get there a little bit later. And but we actually, because there's no traffic, we got there by 7:20, which is pretty early when you're going to a party in Hollywood. So we're getting there at 7:20. The cars are already lined up to go into this thing. I mean, yeah. This place is already packed.
And parking is tough. It's in the hills, and they had valet parking, but I don't know where they parked these cars.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a humdinger of a party.
Yeah, first thing, and you pull in, naturally you check in, and we knew some people already at the front check-in, and we did our networking, and then we moved on toward the red carpet and the media wall, which there was already a line, 10 people deep, I think, lining up to get into this thing.
Yeah.
And they're doing interviews on the red carpet.
Photos, filming.
Photos, you know, this is great. I mean, the vibe, the energy of this thing is great. It's great. People are – this is the most – eclectic
yep.
mix of people you could ever see at any one place. I kind of compared it to like the Playboy Mansion, less the Playboy Bunnies, because you have an incredible mixture of people. You've got Buzz Aldrin's ex-wife. You've got whatever the guy's name is. He's a celebrity psychic. Hollywood celebrity psychic.
Yeah. There were models there. There were designers there. There was somebody from Guns N' Roses there, and it wasn't Slash or Axl, but it was somebody from Guns N' Roses, Ron Moss from, what's the Bold and the Beautiful?
The fat guy, Ron Devashian, the guy from, what was that name with the that movie?
Borat.
Borat, right. The Borat, fat guy from Borat. Ron Devashian, I guess his name is.
Yeah, Sophia Milos from Criminal Minds or CSI Miami.
Producers, directors, photographers,
agents,
royalty.
Food was great. These parties always, the booze
was flowing. The desserts
were
fantastic.
The menu was outstanding. They had hot sausage and peppers. They had a fantastic
buffet. I loved the buffet.
Buffet, yeah, with everything. A barbecue chicken. They had vegetables.
Meatballs.
The meatballs with teriyaki
pasta,
sauce. The dessert platter was amazing as well,
cakes,
Mark, with red
carrot
velvet cake, carrot cake, cupcakes, everything, boy.
Yeah, I mean, this
and a beautiful night. However, it was on the warm side, and on the inside, it was even warmer because there must be 300 or 400 people in there, and the air conditioning wasn't functioning properly, and you managed to make it over to the air conditioning unit, and it said it was 80 degrees inside.
In the room, right.
So when you get an 80-degree house filled with 300 to 400 people, it doesn't make a good combination. But
no, deadly. Could have been deadly.
Wonderful evening.
Speaking and we also – I see politicians. We also met
Democratic nominee.
Nominee for the presidential hopeful Lowell Russell, I think.
No, Russell wasn't Dave. It was we were just talking about this the bald guy. So
yeah, he looks like the bald guy from
and he used to be a
Under the Dome,
coach, right? Yeah,
and
boy, we're prepared with our content today. I mean, I never heard of this guy until we met him last night.
No,
we were introduced to him by
the only nominees for the Democratic ticket that I and anybody else I think is aware of are Hillary Clinton and Bernie. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But after I went home, I researched this guy, this other nominee. There's like 8 other ones that are listed here as nominees that nobody's ever heard of, or at least I've never heard of. And I'm pretty
current. The first Democratic whatchamacallit, the debate is next week. Is that correct?
I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see who's going to be on there. Just these two or who?
Yeah. Speaking of debates, Mark and I had the pleasure of attending the Republican.
Wasn't that a hoot?
Yeah, the Republican debate at the Ronald Reagan Library last week.
That being said, I want to thank the Ronald Reagan Library and CNN both for extending an invitation for the Harris brothers to be there to attend as press. And had a great time. First off, the museum is fantastic. I was only able to meet the one candidate, Ben Carson, who looks like he didn't have a clue where he was and what's going on. In my opinion, this guy doesn't have he's got the right to run for president. Everybody does. But you got to bring more to the table. Dr. Benjamin S. Carson, Sr., M.D. He's the chief pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and he's running for president. We met him, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, he looked lost, plus he looked like he just woke up.
Yeah.
And he was a slouch.
And I guess the highlight to my time at this thing, and yours too, I think, is we had the great pleasure of meeting Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, how about that?
Which is kind of cool.
He looked fake.
Yeah, he had a lot of makeup on, and he wasn't going
for
the
debate. What a handshake.
Yeah,
He was like a, it was like a brick.
He looked like a, I mean, the guy's in his 60s. I don't exactly know how old he is, but he's in his 60s.
He just looked fake. He looked like a wax
makeup.
Figure.
It was all the makeup he had on.
And but he had like a dark tan going on, too.
Over makeup, yeah. But this, it was great. I mean, not every day you can meet celebrities here and there, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of these superstars that you're not going to meet every day of the week or anywhere else. Everybody else pretty much is level enough that you could have an opportunity to meet him. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is above, I think, a lot of people out there.
It was real cool to meet him. We got to meet Anderson Cooper as well.
Anderson Cooper.
Ben Carson. Trump, we didn't meet. It was like a circus around him. We did have the pleasure or displeasure of meeting him years before, but it was just fantastic to be included.
Great event. Yeah. A lot of people. They had us in what they call the spin room, which is where all the networks are, all the news outlets.
Even the Insider, Yahoo, and Entertainment Tonight was located there.
Yeah. Everybody's got their team there. I mean, politics has really become entertainment. And by that I mean you have all the entertainment outlets who are actually there covering this thing too for their shows, because it the circus that surrounds these type of debates, and we know this firsthand now after being there last week, is just that. It's a circus. The people, the fans, the supporters, the teams that represent everybody,
and all the press was amazing too. We had to park in an off property lot, got shuttled in. It was just crazy, and all the I'm not sure if I want to see the fans, but the amount of people that were just there to hang out all day with signs. What a
protesters.
Long day.
Protesters.
There's
always
supporters.
Supporters. Protesters.
Supporters as well, which was kind of weird. But anyhow, that was a fantastic, I guess you could say, an event to be attached to.
Absolutely. Because, again, a presidential debate doesn't happen every year in your backyard, which, you know, they only happen every 4 years. And I don't know when the last time they had a presidential debate here in Los Angeles. So.
And this followed a super busy day before, where we hosted our Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite during Emmy Week on Rodeo Drive.
At the lovely penthouse of the Lux Hotel, the only hotel on
Rodeo
Drive.
So that was fantastic. There was a lot of brands that we're going to be talking about shortly about that. But the day started terrible. It was raining.
Mind you, we need the rain. We haven't had rain in months.
We are big rain supporters because we need it. It was dry and hot out here. But the day of our event, which starts early, and we had people come in from all across the country, Florida, Virginia, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, San Diego. You know, when you have people traveling across the country, nobody from international was participating last year.
No, I don't think this one. Yeah.
That being said, when you got all these people coming in from out of town, you're hoping for a beautiful, wonderful Southern California day, and it just started out like a monsoon.
Because half of the event was outside in the patio, in the rooftop patio there.
We had a lot of celebrities attend. We had a lot of fantastic brands. In fact, I think Mark and I are going to spend a couple minutes talking about some of the brands. And we had a lot of return clients and a lot of new clients. And one of the new clients that we had participating last week was Good Night Naturals, GOODNIT.
Pillows and mattresses, right?
Pillows, mattresses, organic bedding, actually, Mark. Natural mattresses and luxury linens with over 25 years of experience providing outstanding customer service. Goodnight Naturals is dedicated to being your resource for a safe and healthy sleep. Discover sustainable, organic, and natural bedding. Go to goodnightnaturals.com. We are fortunate enough to receive each one of their pillows. And I got to tell you, Mark, have you had an opportunity to use it as of yet?
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Yeah. I tell you, I put my head on the pillow and I was out cold.
Yeah, I mean, wonderful for sleeping or just laying around. Good stuff. They were also giving out those. Do you know those balls they were giving out?
No. For the washer and dryers type thing. Yeah,
I don't have.
I forget what
handy,
they call those.
But
things.
Everybody loved it. They came and they brought their own bed.
It was great. Mattress,
celebrities
right?
were laying down. We took a couple good photos on the bed. So.
Sure did.
Fantastic product. Great company. They're located on 3rd Street in Los Angeles. Organic bedding, natural mattresses, and luxury linen. So check out their website, guys.
That
was one of the wonderful clients that we had in the gift lounge. And the day turned out to be fantastic as the sun came out. And I think it was on the hot side then, wasn't it?
Yeah, the sun came out. It was sunny, then it was gloomy, then it was drizzly, raining.
It's been crazy. I mean, we barbecued last night at Su Wong's. We were on the red carpet for the Emmys. We'll get into that a little later, where it was 102 degrees on the red carpet. And then last Tuesday for our gifting suite on Rodeo Drive, which started out as a rainy monsoon type of a day, turned into a hot day, and the air conditioning wasn't working.
Yeah.
Did we ever get that thing going, Mark?
It finally got going, but you know, really something. We had a great list of celebrities that came by. And one I want to highlight here is for our Scandal fans around the world.
Great show.
You don't really watch Scandal.
I know. I don't watch it, but I keep on hearing what a great show it is.
Kandi Alexander. She plays Olivia Pope's terrorist imprisoned mother on the show. Candy Alexander, she was nominated for an Emmy for her role. Her husband, actor Joe Morton, won an Emmy last year for his role in the show. Candy Alexander nominated this year for her role. She didn't win, unfortunately, but she came by with her good friend Celeste and was really friendly, was generous to take pictures with everybody. She was the ideal gift lounge guest. So, Candy Alexander, thanks for coming by. Thanks for being one of our guests. We really appreciate that. Another big star that I always enjoy and welcome at the Wild Creations Gifting Suites, Matt, is John O'Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows John as Jay Peterman from Seinfeld.
He looks good. He looks, Mark, almost exactly how he did 20 years ago.
You know, just like Elaine, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, Veep.
These guys don't change at all. But, you know, when you have people like this that come by. And
Rex Lee from Entourage.
You know,
Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side.
You know, we Miss California USA was, I mean, not Miss California, Miss Nia Sanchez, Miss USA came
which
by.
We had a little to do with her getting to that position as we voted her as the Miss Nevada USA a couple years ago, and she went on to the Miss USA pageant and won. So,
I mean, we had a great eclectic mix of people.
We even had Vincent DePaul stop by, Mark, with Emmy winner,
right,
cruising through the lounge with Emmy.
He won the Emmy for his streaming online show, The Bay, the series, which is produced by Vincent, by Kira Reed Lorsch, Christos Andros, Grigori. I mean, a bunch of great people.
Yeah, we've been doing this since 2004. We've hosted so many lounges, Oscars and Emmys, and we've had everybody in our lounges. This is the first time I think we actually had somebody walk through with an award, right?
Yeah, with the award, which is fantastic.
Heavy. We took some great photos with that, and I hope that our clients that were participating did as well, because that makes for great social media.
Oscar nominee John Savage was there. We had Sophia Milos. I mean, the group of people that came by was just an eclectic mix of great people.
And I'm surprised we had as many that did show up, considering it started out so bad. I mean, we got a lot of RSVPs from some of the actual Emmy winners, like our nominees, like Anthony Anderson, who was planning on coming, and he just, I guess, because of the weather.
Yeah, the rain kept him away.
Even though it cleared up at the end of the day, a lot of their plans were to attend early.
I want to put another shout out to one of our other brands, Lord of Ties. Now, this is great. Lord of Ties are bow ties for men, which is great. They're not only a great product, they come in a great box. Its packaging is fantastic.
Presentation is key.
Great packaging, which is always good. And this is the brand is Lord of Ties by Keyshawn Patel. Keyshawn, thanks again for participating. The company was established in 2013 by Keyshawn Patel of Lord of Ties. He's a dedicated entrepreneur, Matt, who strives to create a platform in the world of men's fashion with his unique collection of bow ties and neckties, boutonnieres, pocket squares, which is incredible. And this guy covers everything.
Yep.
He was born in Zambia, Africa, no less.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And
good for him.
His background is interior design, fashion, textiles, but he developed this brand of men's bow ties called Lord of Ties.
Love the fabric too. Everybody walked away with one. Even the women were walking away with them for their guys, whether it be a boyfriend, husband, brother, whatever. So everybody walked away with one.
Lord of Ties is a business that caters to everyday classy gentlemen. I guess that puts us in the mix there, since we are the tastemakers.
We should see about a partnership with them. Maybe we could be their spokesperson.
www.lordofties.com. If you like wearing your bow ties like Matt and I do, or pocket squares or boutonnieres, contact lordofties.com. And the creative director is Keyshawn Patel. Keyshawn, thanks again for participating. We love your ties. They're fantastic.
Right on. Right. So, hell, it's been a hell of a week, Mark. In the last 7 days, we hosted our Emmy suite. We attended the Republican debate. We walked the red carpet at the Emmys. We attended Sue Wong's fantastic party last night. We attended the Pasadena Pops.
I gotta do
something else has gone on the last week. I know it's been nonstop. Didn't something else happen? I know you're going to
Dancing with the Stars tonight.
I can't make it, but you're going. You're representing the brand.
I represent the
Harris
Tastemakers.
Represent the Tastemakers.
I'll be reporting live from
Dancing with the Stars.
And Mark, another big shout out from our sponsor today, BlastPowerGum.com.
I wish I can go for some right now.
Yeah, BlastPowerGum.com. Get to that website, get to the store, order it online, find it, use it, and enjoy it. One stick or one piece, it's not a stick, it's like a small piece of gum, is equivalent to
like a dentine thing, right?
Yeah. Well, remember how dentine used to be, where it was the real thin pieces? Yeah. And now it's like a tablet type thing. But anyhow, BlastPowerGum.com.
Great.
We were talking just briefly about the Emmys. Fantastic. That's one of our favorite events to attend the other day.
It is.
We got there early.
Yeah, we got there early because the last year there was a reception.
Cocktail reception.
Yeah. They didn't have it this year, the pre-Emmy cocktail
reception.
Maybe
they knew it was going to be so hot, Mark. They didn't want people to get, it was so hot, two people, I think, fainted on the red carpet.
Well, yeah, I would think you'd want it because it was all tinted, and there's beverages flowing.
Yeah, you know, people getting lubricated and getting out there in that heat, you know, alcohol.
105, I think, is what it was.
102.
You know? 102,
but it felt like 110.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got there early. We walked the red carpet.
They opened up at 2:30. We were there at 2:30.
Yeah. We were expecting more traffic getting down there, but there was no traffic going downtown. The Dodger game was on, but we missed all the Dodger traffic. So we got downtown. You know, we had the parking pass to park right inside, which is great.
Preferred parking pass, right?
So we didn't have to worry about looking for a place to park. So we pulled in, went in, and bam, we were there early. So we walked the red carpet for a bit, and we took a bunch of pictures. Jeff Daniels. I met Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber in the newsroom. He didn't win an Emmy that night, but...
He didn't look too happy either.
Didn't look too happy at
all. Well, he lost.
Yeah, that's true. That'll explain it.
Don't they say it's good to be just nominated?
Yeah, they say
that. And then Andy Samberg was even saying, hey, there's more people that aren't winning than winning. So, I mean, there's only a handful of people that win.
So we went inside, and it's always great before the show starts because you're just mixing around at the Microsoft Theater, which was formerly the Nokia Theater. So you're just mixing there. You're floating around, and everybody's there mixing around with you. We had the pleasure of meeting one of the Altman brothers from Million Dollar Listing.
I can't think of his last name. Boy, we're terrible with names.
Which was great because we came up to him and we said, first thing was, you know, we love your show, which we do. We love the show.
Yep.
And he says to us, I love your show.
Well, we didn't even get a chance to introduce ourselves, Mark. He says, I know you guys.
Yeah.
No, we started saying, Matt, here's right. And he goes, I know you guys.
Yeah. So it's always great when quasi-celebrities meet other quasi-celebrities and you guys are on the same page. You know, you know what you're doing. So anyhow, we had some champagne over there, which was fantastic. And I always love it. You know, the champagne, you know, they have a couple different prices that you pay for your champagne. And the one woman in back of me, she didn't care about the price or anything.
Yeah.
She walks up there and she just says, I want the most expensive champagne you've got, which is $25 a glass. And
no, Mark, it was $28.
Oh, $28 a glass.
28.
Wow. $28.
And it's a small glass.
It is a small glass.
We weren't drinking the $28 glass champagne. But
you've got to have at least 2 to 3 glasses.
Yeah, what we were drinking was pretty darn good. But,
yeah. But like I'm saying, with the small glasses, you got to have 3 glasses.
Yeah.
We had 3 glasses.
Yeah.
And if I'm having the Perrier Jouet, the $28 glass, I'm spending $100. And if there's two of us, that's $200 for a couple glasses of champagne.
Yeah. Hey, it must be nice to say I don't care.
I guess if you have to ask and how much you can.
Champagne place, there was a cocktail a line, and then there was the champagne line. And they had that nice presentation. They had an ice sculptor, and they also had fruits that you could put into your glass.
Yeah.
They had grapes. They had boysenberries and strawberries.
Yeah.
Which looked, the presentation looked, did you take a picture of the ice sculpture?
I did. I did, but it didn't really come out all that well. Last year's one I took, which came out really great.
Yeah.
So it was great because you always bump into somebody else. You know, we bumped into an old acquaintance that used to come to our gifting suites, Joan Blair. We bumped into our new friend, the Prince, Prince Mario Max Lippi.
Hell of a name, but hell of a guy.
Yeah, hell of a dresser. Yeah, hell of a dresser. But royalty, from the German throne of 100 years.
Is it German or Austrian?
German. I asked him. I said, "So it's German. They're all interwoven and interconnected with these thrones and titles over there in Europe." But
hell of a dresser.
We bent to him. Speaking with our friend Vincent DePaul and designer Sue Wong.
He had the best looking tuxedo.
He always does.
DePaul.
Yeah. And it fits him just perfect.
Yeah. Now he's an Emmy winner and he's a producer and he was on the. The red eye last night flying. I was thinking about him, Mark, when I was getting up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow!
Because he took off at midnight, so he was landing about 6. So when I'm getting up, he's just landing. Had a busy day for him today. But great guy, Vincent DePaul, and his movie's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. Something about Christmas. I wish I would be able to recall that. Maybe I'm a little too tired right now. Maybe I could use one of the energy drinks, Mark, that was in our lounge.
Do tell. It was a good energy drink.
Yeah, neonhealthyenergydrink.com. Not only was it a great product, this is the first time they've been involved with one of our events.
Very tasty.
And again, with presentation, always say the presentation is key. They had it like, it looked like it was a 3D aquarium. Remember
great
that?
Presentation.
A great presentation. And the cool thing about the product, one of the cool things is, Mark, other than being healthy, natural, 100% natural, no taurine, and it's 24% fruit juice. So I guess that gives it the great flavor, but it glows under the black light. Did you see that last week?
Very tasty.
So you put a black light over it and it glows. So most energy drinks are pretty nasty. Unless
Matt, just on a quick subject, that was Phoebe Price last night. That we kept thinking it was Stephanie,
yeah,
but it was Phoebe Price.
Phoebe Price, how'd you find that? Anyhow,
I just saw one of her postings. I remembered. That's
big shout out to NeonHealthyEnergyDrinks.com for participating. And actually, Mark, I think they're signing on already to be involved with our
Oscar event,
which is a good
four
thing,
and a half
folks.
Months away.
Yeah, but 12 spots have already been filled since last week.
Yeah, we don't waste any time here.
Right on. So Phoebe Price.
Now, Phoebe Price.
How in the hell did she? Well, again, last night's event had everybody. And the fashion there was crazy. Yeah. We're fashionistas, Mark. In fact, I have an interview this afternoon with some fashion magazine. I can't even recall the name. But lots of potential stuff out there for the fashionista world and the Kings of Swag and the Tastemakers. We got two names. You're going by the Kings of Swag, and we're going by the Tastemakers.
Yeah, and as let me just take a quick moment here to do another shout out to
a lot of
our
shout
friends.
Outs today, Mark.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to discuss here today, so we can't waste a second.
Yeah,
this is a great brand. It's Brevena, Brevena. This is the first time that they participated with a Wild Creations event, so it was great to have them. And this is what they say: skin matters. Love your skin. What began more than 20 years ago as technology that revolutionized the care of burned and wounded skin has evolved into one of the most profound skincare breakthroughs. Purified oat beta glucan, harnessed with Brevena's proprietary process, providing intense hydration for softer, smoother, rejuvenated skin. Now, this is a product that you'll put into, like, in your foot, you know, your feet and your heels. The skin gets damaged. It gets hard and rough.
Oh, yeah.
You put this stuff on there, and it's like you're getting a foot. You do your own foot massage.
Ah.
It's heel repair. And it's a hydrating balm with purified oat beta glucan. Helps to soften and smooth severely dry and calloused skin on your heels and feet. This is something I've got to use for myself. I notice my feet are getting more and more rough, which is tough. So
yeah.
I mean,
that's what happens when you get older.
Yeah, this is a great product. They're based in St. Paul, Minnesota, one of our favorite cities.
What do they call it? The Twin Cities?
Twin Cities, yeah. But it's based in St. Paul, not Minneapolis. And it's www.brevena.com, 800-260-8031, manufactured for Brevena Laboratories, fragrance-free, made in the USA. And you know what? They just they decided to partner up with the charity event we're doing for Chris Everett Charities.
Oh, that's a great
in
cause.
In Boca Raton in November. It's the Chris Everett Celebrity Celebrity Tennis Tournament, www.chriseverett.org. And I believe they might be participating in our official gift bags we're doing for the Miss Maryland USA pageant in Bethesda, Maryland next month.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to Brevena. Thanks again for participating in the Wild Creations Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Emmy Week.
I love it, Mark, when we have a client for the Oscars and they get involved with Chris Everett or a beauty pageant or what have you. And it's so nice to know that they love partnering with us and getting involved with more than one event. And lots going on. Like you just said, we got Miss Maryland coming up that we'll be participating in. Next week we're off to St. Louis to judge the Miss Missouri USA pageant. And then, again, 2 weeks after that, we're off to, in fact, 2 weeks from this Thursday, we're off to Charlotte, North Carolina to judge the Miss.
So we have a busy October.
Yeah.
Busy.
Got to work on that. That wardrobe.
3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weekends. We're gone.
And then we're home. And then for 2 weeks. Then we're off to Boca Raton and Miami Beach for.
Wow.
Yeah. So very, very busy. And
hey, how about last week? We attended the Pasadena Pops at the Los Angeles Arboretum.
On a wonderful evening.
In. Arcadia, California, which was the maestro was Michael Feinstein, and the
great job.
It was the Hollywood movie night or something it was called.
Salute to Hollywood, I think.
Salute to Hollywood, right? Which was again fantastic. Always have a good time at the Pasadena Symphony. I want to do a big shout out and thank you for the Pasadena Pops for getting us the tickets to go and see this
thing. It was a wonderful location. To the fantastic table.
Yeah, and it was actually we went. went to, it was the finale of the
season
that we attended. Great seats. It was a great performance. Let's see, who was in there in attendance? We had some great people that were there, including Liza Minnelli's sister, Lorna Luft, Judy Garland's daughter. She was in the house. We had an Oscar winner from... what did he write? What song did he write? I don't know. Another one.
Who was in Singing in the Rain?
Gene Kelly. That's right. His widow was there.
His widow was there, yeah.
It was Pasadena Pops, A Night at the Movies, which was, again, with Principal Pops conductor, maestro Michael Feinstein. It was a great event.
And we did
great event.
Great picnicking, too, with some great cheese and wine and crackers. And
I want to thank the Pasadena Pops for allowing us to attend. We took the wives.
Yeah.
So
we don't take the wives very often when we get invited to things. We just can't. We move too quick.
Yeah.
We're constantly networking. We're constantly yapping, constantly
conducting
talking.
Business. We're constantly
conducting
promoting. Business. Constantly. So, no. Yeah. So it was a great time again at the Arboretum.
Yeah, fantastic. A wonderful evening. Back to the Emmys, Mark. What were your thoughts on the Emmys?
The show itself, I thought, was very weak.
Stink bomb.
It was a stink bomb. Andy Samberg, I think, was an awful host.
And they were saying today that it was the worst ratings in, I think, 15 years.
Yeah. And that's because
they're competing with other good TV. There was, not that I watched, but I think it was the conclusion for Big Brother. The new Walking Dead series was on. You got football.
And that's the reason that they moved it to Monday last year. It was because they didn't want to compete against Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. And the kind of a cool thing is when we got in, when we were seated, you always have to get seated 30 minutes early. They put the end of the Philadelphia-Dallas game on, which was great. I thought that was great because, you know, that's on another network. But, you know, they're keeping the people content and happy. But yeah, I didn't think the show was that good at all. It wasn't entertaining. It was too slow. And I hate to say
it,
but Andy Samberg was a little too...
Samberg wasn't good. The commercials every 6 minutes.
Yeah.
He lousy host. I mean...
Great to walk the red carpet. Great to be involved in that event. Great to attend the event. But on another note...
Let me pronounce the prince's name correctly here now. He just liked one of my postings.
Oh, good. I thought he was going to say that.
Prince Mario Max Prinz zu Schomburg Lippi.
Okay. Wow. One more time, Mark.
Prince Mario Max Prinz zu Schomburg Lippi.
Boy, a hell of a party last night, boy. Hell of a party.
Yeah, I guess you can't say that enough.
Well, looking forward to attending the next event with
In 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Her next party is for her
fashion show.
Fashion
show and then the party afterwards, which is... always a humdinger. Early in the show, Mark and I were talking about, just minutes ago actually, how we did our Emmy event last week. We're already working on our Oscar event. We're doing an event for Chris Everett. We're doing Miss Maryland and all these other pageants. Another event that we're doing, it's a gifting for through the Food Network. It's the Beat Bobby Flay show. We are providing the official celebrity gift bags for all the celebrity guests that are coming on to a show. And one of the companies and brand that recently came on to be invited, including the bag, is the Tanya, www.tanyatracy.com. Tanya Tracy is the founder of a culinary force behind Gourmet Home Cooking, a private chefing company. I like that. A private chefing company.
Chefing.
In New York City and the Hamptons. I like that, too. Sounds good. After a career on Wall Street, Tanya turned her passion for cooking and her knack for reinventing the tastes and techniques of her native India into a business by creating a line of artisan chutneys. Hey, there was chutney at the...
We did have chutneys, yeah, at our Emmy gifting suite.
Tanya's trained and renowned International Culinary Center, her love of organic and seasonal ingredients are at the heart of every gourmet home cooking offering. Her chutney flavors have unexpected flavors such as, of course, lavender, pineapple lavender, strawberry orange, and cilantro flavoring. Again, www.tanyatracy.com. Get to her website, order some of her stuff, review it, and maybe give her a call. TanyaTracy.com, one of the many brands participating with our upcoming Bobby Flay gifting.
Bobby Flay official gift bag for the Food Network.
We've done that a couple
season
times.
Season 8 or season 7, 7 or 8, I don't know.
I think this is our fourth time partnering with them. We love partnerships, especially where they're extended more than once, twice, and three times. It's fantastic. So thanks, Tanya, for being involved.
Hey, you know, we haven't been on A&E Storage Wars in quite a while, but tonight we return to the airways.
Go on.
Our very first episode, May the Vaults Be With You.
Fantastic.
Tonight at 6:30 on A&E Network.
Is that Pacific Standard Time?
They run at the same time across the country.
Okay.
But at 6:30 tonight, tune into A&E. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show. I guess it's the last 10 minutes of the show where they come together. Oh, no. Is it the middle of the show?
Oh, this is the first one.
First episode. Oh, May the balls be with you.
I don't know.
Because he comes to get it a pay. We're about the middle of the latter part of the show. Yeah. So it's a great way to see how the Harris brothers were introduced to our fans worldwide on A&E's hit series, Storage Wars. And if you're not doing anything tonight around 6:45, tune in and see us.
Even if you are doing something, set the TiVo. Doesn't everybody have TiVo nowadays?
It's a good one.
It's worth TiVo, and it's worth putting down in your schedule. So after you get done listening to the show, make a note that you got to see it.
And if you enjoy the two episodes we've got on the fabulous world of WoW on firstrun.tv, you're in for a treat, kids. We are in the middle of filming the final bits of episode 3.
Are you kidding?
Going to be done. We'll be into post-production soon, and then episode 3 of the fabulous world of WoW will be running on www.firstrun.tv probably in a month or so, I guess. I don't know, right?
How's your wardrobe looking for upcoming events we're participating in?
Haven't had a chance to go over and do anything in the wardrobe.
Saw some good fashion last night.
Boy, again, an eclectic mix of people.
From the men even to the women. I don't follow the women's fashion that often, even though it was a Su Wang event, but the women were gorgeous.
Yeah, there were some good-looking broads there.
And there were a lot of the women, of course, wearing the Su Wang gowns, like Samira.
Dustin Quick was wearing
She's a model. She was just at New York Fashion Week last week.
I just saw one of her pictures she posted on Facebook.
I did too. Very nice. Lots of good fashion. Got to get on. I might need a couple new jackets for these. I mean, we're doing 3 pageants over the course of 7 weeks, I think. Can't wear the same thing over and over.
Yeah, so, you're right about that.
Got to get out there and check it out.
Yeah.
A lot of new TV debuting this week, Mark. Blind Spot last night.
I knew I forgot.
I TiVo'd that.
Darn it.
Gotham, which I like. That started again last night. Tonight is Limitless.
Yeah, I got the TiVo set to get that, but I forgot the Blind Spot.
Yeah, the Blind Spot. And Sunday, the Kardashians returned again. Yep. I know what your thoughts are on the Kardashians.
I watched as much as I could swallow.
Dash Dolls.
Yeah. Did you see any of that?
I started watching the first 5 minutes. I just don't have enough time. I mean, I got up this morning. I went straight to the computer. But we were at an event a couple months ago where the Kim was. She was coming out of a store or whatever.
Oh, in Beverly Hills.
It was mass hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Every time I see that show, the Kardashians, I can't believe they went to Armenia in this first episode, and it's like they were royalty the way they got.
It's a 2-hour episode. Then it goes straight into Dash Dolls, which is their store on is that Melrose or is that
Melrose? So it's the one here in the LA LA store. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, how in the world?
About it's like Vanderpump with her show.
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, so she was a housewife, and then she had a show about her restaurant club, and now the Kardashians have the show about their store.
Yeah,
and Dash Dolls. I like the name of it, but
that's a good name. Yeah,
E just loves you. I watch E every night. E News, and they have such a partnership with the Kardashians. Each episode, they mention the Kardashians at least 3 times.
Wow.
At least 3 times.
It's their bread and butter over there already.
So anyhow, all these new shows, I didn't see the Dash Dolls, but I TiVo'd it. I didn't see the Kardashians, but I TiVo'd it.
Yeah, I'm at 78%, I think, on my TiVo now because I got so much stuff on
that I got 106 things TiVo'd.
Boy, you get a lot of space on yours.
Yeah.
I got about 25 things TiVo'd.
I would say big shout out to AT&T Uverse for doing that, but we got our own problems and grievances with the whole AT&T Uverse or Universe with their problems.
Hey,
but
I want to do another quick shout out for a brand that was in our Amy gifting suite last week, and we had a little bit of problems because our contact person had left, and then they was replaced with somebody else. They forgot all about the event,
but they
still managed to get their stuff out there. And I don't have a write-up about it, but I just wanted to do a big shout out to Grace in LA.com. Grace in LA.com are denim. It's jeans. And nobody can have enough pairs of jeans or denim in their wardrobe.
And we got to get our pairs still, Mark.
Yeah, well, did you send them our size?
Not yet.
Okay. So we'll get around to doing that. But again, for coming through, and then they enjoyed the gifting suite so much, they've already signed on to be part of our Oscar event in February, which is always great when somebody likes it enough to come back right away. Yep. So it's graceinla.com. They're denim, and I think they may even make it manufactured here in Los Angeles because they've got a factory downtown L.A. It's in the City of Industry.
The stuff looked great too, Mark. Yeah. And they came so late, they only had a small table, and they made do with it. I love a company, a person that just makes do with what's available.
They improvise, they make it happen.
And they enjoyed themselves, I guess, so much they've already signed on for the next event. But wide selection, with the little table that they had, they displayed it very, very well, and represented by two people. And they
GraceInLA.com, yeah. Based here in Los Angeles.
Thanks for being involved, and
we look forward to having you with us next year.
Yeah, and speaking of brands and so forth, Mark, another company that's participating in our Beat Bobby Flay event, which is starting to get kind of crazy.
It's beefing up.
Splendishes. That's splendishes.com. Splendishes.com. Owner Shanali Thomas is the owner of Splendishes Gourmet Foods. Shanali, I mean, mispronouncing her name, but I apologize. Shanali makes delicious small batch gourmet sauces, spices, blends, mustard jams, and jellies, and specialty items with recipes you can create using everyday pantry items. You could reach her at 888-746-6254, or her website again is splendishes.com for a wonderful selection of cool gourmet stuff.
Great.
Yeah. She's also got a cookbook out, Mark.
Great.
And she's working on her second one.
Wow.
You could find her on Facebook as well at facebook.com/splendishes by Shanali.
Back to the Emmys real quick. House of Cards. Great show. I've been watching him. I've been binging him a couple of discs. I've watched a couple, about eight episodes so far.
Binging?
I don't think they got any wins the other night at the Emmys. But the weird thing about this is, you know, I watched my disc of House of Cards, and I send it back. And Netflix always sends you an email. We got it. We're shipping out something else to you. The email I got from them today was, we received it. However, the envelope was empty.
Oh,
there was
boy.
No disc in the. So then actually the first thing I thought was, how could that have happened? Let me see if it happened. So I went to the DVD player.
Still,
no disc. There was no disc in there. And
no.
I vividly remember taking
gosh.
It out and putting it in the envelope. So it was in that envelope. But somehow their system, whoever opened it up, hit the wrong button. And
what happens?
I got to contact them. They gave me a website to go to. And I guess you have to follow their checkpoints and whatever when something like this happens.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, are they kidding me? I remember popping it out and putting it in there and then mailing it. So the fact that they're saying they got it, but it was empty, is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I guess to err is human, to forgive divine. There's no way any system is without flaws. And somebody hit the wrong button, I guess. When they open it up, they have to check it off, received or not received, and somebody hit the wrong button and bam.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
well.
Is a drag. Well,
hopefully. Because I like House of Cards. You know, it's a great show. Always nominated for the last couple of years. And I don't think they've won anything yet.
I've never seen an episode. I'm not into the Netflix because I got so much other things going on with all these cable channels. I got the Showtime and the HBO, and now we got the Netflix, where I just recently started streaming the new show, Narcos.
Yeah.
And I've always been against watching stuff on my iPad or whatever because I'm thinking, I don't got time to that. If I'm from my iPad, it's for work.
Right.
But recently, for whatever reason, I think the TV power went out or something, I logged on the Netflix streaming the Narcos, and I binged four episodes in a row. Is that binging? What is considered binging? Is it 10?
Yeah, you can say four episodes.
Okay.
And
the good thing is, there were only 38-minute episodes.
Wow.
So, which is fantastic. It's not the typical hour. So, but I was binging.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. Great show, by the way, Narcos.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff on Netflix. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, Netflix and the Redbox. Hey, Redbox, I went there the other day. There was nothing out there.
Yeah, I watched the Age of Adeline the other day. I had a freebie for Redbox, so I picked up The Age of Adeline, which is good. I always like these shows, these movies, where the individual in it doesn't age.
She didn't age.
Which was
great. Dorian Gray stuff?
Well, yeah, I guess sort of, but it was great. Harrison Ford was in it about 20 minutes at the end of the movie, which was it's always good seeing Harrison Ford in something. But I don't know. I'm fascinated. The show that was on ABC last year called Forever, where it's a combination. I always call it a combination of Quincy and Sherlock Holmes, because the guy was the medical examiner, but he was always on the crime scene. He was always investigating and always solved the crime.
Good old Quincy.
Of the matter that he was 300 years old.
Wow.
You know, he never died. So
hey, we're working on a potential partnership, Mark. Can we talk about that? GoGo Media? Can we talk about that whatsoever?
Absolutely. GoGo Media.
But yeah, one of our clients, David Paiello and his company, participated in our event last week as well. Thank you. Fantastic family. Got to meet David for the first time, as well as his wife. We know his children and his father.
Yeah.
So looks like there might be a good, strong potential partnership in the works. Exciting.
Harris Brothers are always interested in new partnerships, creating synergy and brand alliances.
And another wacky thing is, as we're always open to synergy partnerships and opportunities, we were contacted recently by a rapper.
Silver Chains or Silver Balls.
He's somebody else, Mark.
Oh.
This is the gentleman through Rhode Island that wants us to get involved on his new upcoming album, Hip Hop Rap. So we were also contacted by Gold Chains here at an art exhibit that we went to, but that was for something else. He wants to – that's not for an album, so that's some other synergy. But I am very – in fact, I think he sent us a Facebook request or something this morning, and I followed back immediately saying, let's get that going. So we are very open. If you're listening now – to get going with that partnership.
Yeah, and that GoGo Media, the brand of the product they represent is doggyfood.com.
Yep.
So it's simple enough. It explains itself right there, doggyfood.com. You want food for your doggy? Doggyfood.com. That was a quick, unexpected shout-out, but I do want to do another quick shout-out to MillionaireMatch.com. This is a brand that was at our Emmy Gifting Suite last week as well, and it is not an online dating system, I guess. This is basically primarily an upscale dating site where the company is matching people with millionaires. It's MillionaireMatch.com.
Really?
Not to be confused with the TV show Millionaire Matchmaker with Katie...
What was her name?
And it shows off, I guess?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good. I didn't really care for
it.
But
if you're a millionaire and you want to match up with somebody, MillionaireMatch.com. It's a great website. It's a great business. And we thank them for participating in our gifting suite last week. Always good to see Sunny.
A lot of people were talking about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... thanks
fantastic
for that.
Yeah. So when you get to their website and you're thinking about dating that millionaire, don't do it until you get a piece of blastpowergum.com. It's like a cup of coffee, man. You chew it for 5 minutes and that's it. That's all you need, Mark.
Sounds like a commercial.
Blastpowergum.com.
Wow.
Check it out.
I will.
Hey, there goes a bus with it. It says, "You Oz." Is Dr. Oz back on? He's going to be on Fox. Is he on Fox?
Yeah, he's on Fox. And I think this is the second or third year he's on Fox.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Never seen the show.
No, don't care to. What else is going on? Anything else?
Well, you're doing, like we said, you're doing
Dancing with the Stars
tonight.
Dancing with
the Stars tonight.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Tonight we're also on, you mentioned earlier,
6:30, A&E Network, our first episode, May the Vaults Be With You.
We're on next Tuesday as well. Do you remember what
The one they're always running,
the one they're always running.
The Oysters on the Half Shell,
Oysters,
right?
That's one. I would say that's one of my favorite ones. But you know what, Mark? I think we did eight episodes, and they're all my favorites.
Yeah, but my favorite is the first one we did as buyers, which is the cook. The something rather than, boy, look at that. I don't even know the full name of the show.
You know,
it's The Kook.
The Kook, yeah.
The Kook.
I don't know.
Something
but
else.
I do notice that we are running out of time. I know we have a lot more people to talk about that participated in our event last week and participating with our upcoming other events. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to do it all in one show, but we will be back next Tuesday, same bat channel, same time. And we'll talk about all the other brands that we didn't get a chance to mention today. But a big shout out if you were involved with our event last Tuesday. Thank you so much. We look forward to getting you involved with other events as well.
We're always looking for get new friends on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/wildcreations. Always looking for new followers on Twitter. Twitter.com.
Two Twitter accounts, too.
/WildHollywood. Yeah, I don't know what the other Twitter account is.
It's something crazy.
It's the Twitter.com /WildHollywood.
Yeah.
But what's the other
Kings
one?
Kings of Swag. It's a Kings of
Swag. /Kings of Swag?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. Isn't that something? Don't even know. We got MySpace account, too, don't we?
Yeah, we got MySpace, all sorts of stuff.
And if you're interested in getting your product into the hands of the celebrities and doing some celebrity brand integration, you could send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com and visit our website at wow, that's W-O-W, not wild like a lot of people think, wowcreationsmedia.com, and send us an email, view our website, and check us out. We'd love to have you involved. Lots of good things coming up, especially Sundance is a big one, too. We're already working on the Oscars, but do we talk about Sundance at all?
Not really, but we've got the Container Store. They're part of our Sundance Gifting Suite coming up in the next four – let's see, when is Sundance?
It's January. So
we're just about 3.5 months?
We're almost in October, November, December, January. Wow, a little more than 3 months.
3.5 months away from Sundance. So, if you have a brand, product, service, you're interested in being included in our Sundance Gift Suite, like Matt said, send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We have two email addresses just in case. You could also get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers on the fabulous world of WOW on www.firstrun.tv. You could watch that 24/7, 365 from your laptop, desktop, mobile device, anywhere you want, anytime you want. We're there. Radio show here is we're doing it right now. We are the Tastemakers at latalkradio.com, channel 2. And our show runs at 11 a.m. Pacific time around the world at the same time. Or you can watch us anytime you want. Our shows are archived, so you can go check it out, right?
That's right. And you did mention that we just finished up our third episode of The Wonderful World of WoW.
In post-production now. So once we go live, you will be the first to know. So in the meantime,
thanks for listening.
Go out there. Have a great time.
And what does Pitbull say, Mark?
What's that?
What does Pitbull say?
Oh, Pitbull says every day above ground is a good day. So based on that, go out, go to a new restaurant, go to a new club, go to a new bar, have a good drink, a good cocktail. Live every day like it's going to be nice, because one of these days you're going to be right, as Jimmy Buffett says.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. So with that, until next week, folks, we say adios.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.